This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want by dialing toll-free here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Ian here.
Alan.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and please enjoy the features you will find there completely free. In fact, you get to create the content. Everything you see on the front page was submitted by listeners like you and voted upon. You can vote up or down whether you like or dislike what you see, and it's all based on a Reddit-based system. So if you've already got a Reddit account, you're one step of the two-step process, basically, to get there. You get your account at Reddit and Free Talk Live, and then you link them together in a very simple process. It's all free at freetalklive.com. So you call in about anything. We've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Hey, you know, they say if you don't like it, then leave. At least I know I've heard that countless times on the airwaves, having done this show now for well over a decade.
Yeah, can't you just move to Uganda or something?
Or Somalia. People like to suggest Somalia.
Korea. Because there was the one guy that said that we should move to Korea since
right.
we didn't
or
like
Russia.
Having a central bank.
That was actually not someone on the show. That was someone who we met in real life who told us that. And Russia, there you go, Ed
Snowden. The rolling
Snowden.
Russian planes.
Could join
plenty
up with
of open space in Siberia that's for sale, I'm sure.
So, they always suggest to the people who love it here in the United States, and there's a lot to like about being in America, but there's also things not to like, and, you know, I think that it's important to try to improve the place where you live.
You just hate us for our freedoms.
No, I actually appreciate the freedom that we have. I'm glad that we can be here on the radio talking about these things. We don't yet have it's not to a point in the United States where a SWAT team is going to come in and raid a radio studio because of what people are saying.
Not yet.
But I think that, you know, the price of freedom is unfortunately vigilance, and we got to pay attention. We've got to know what's going on out there. And I don't think that leaving is the right idea, although I don't blame someone who does. Like, if you want to get out of the United States and go run to some sort of island nation and live quietly and try to fly under the radar, or some, you know, South American or Central American place, or New Zealand, or wherever you want to go.
I've always wanted to have my own island with a moat.
You know, I've heard that the Amazon is a nice place to go if you don't want to be found by anybody.
There's plenty of places you can go where you don't want to be found. I mean, you can even do that in New Hampshire if you go out into the woods. Just living during the wintertime would be probably pretty tricky. But people have done it. So, you know, if you want to leave, that's fine. I respect that. I don't blame anybody for wanting to fly under the radar. But if you're going to stick it out, then there's a lot to be done. And speaking out about the bad things that happen in the United States, there's certainly nothing wrong with. But nonetheless, the more you speak out, the more likely you're going to be told by somebody, well, if you don't like it, then leave. Well, according to the story at Forbes magazine about the price to leave, about the fee that the U.S. government charges people to what's called renounce their citizenship, they have now jacked the rates up by 422%.
Wow, so they really want people stuck here.
Well, what they know is that in recent, like the last 2 years, the amount of people who have been renouncing citizenship have been going up dramatically. We reported on this on Free Talk Live a few months back, if I'm recalling correctly, that I think 2013 was a record year for renunciations of citizenship.
And then there was the guy from Facebook. I forget his name, but he was the...
Zuckerberg.
No, not Zuckerberg.
No.
The other guy. The guy that helped co-found and then got screwed and then wound up getting his money. He renounced his U.S. citizenship because the taxes were going to be just astronomical. And so this thing that you're talking about, it's what they call the exit tax.
Correct. So here's...
I'm sorry. So maybe they just found it to be a better source of revenue then.
That's exactly what I'm thinking is, oh, we got all this extra business. Well, let's just raise rates. People want to leave. You know, we got them between a rock and a hard place. They think they have to pay us. So, you know.
Well, can't you just leave, like get a passport, move someplace else, and then not ever come back?
That's how I feel about it. Why would you want to even bother keeping the government apprised of your location after you've left the United States? I understand they want to keep taxing you or whatever, but why would you bother with that?
For purposes of not wanting to be extradited to the United States from whatever country you decide to land in.
But wouldn't try to get citizenship in some other country, do they force you to renounce your citizenship then?
Most countries do not. But the reason that people expatriate is because they want to get rid of the American citizenship. So then when they go to the consulate and say, here's my passport, I don't need this anymore, You guys take it. They're like, oh, by the way, you're a wealthy person, give us money.
So just burn it then. Throw it away in the trash can. Destroy it.
Right, but then that runs you in the possibility of running afoul with the authorities in whatever country you
land
in.
How would that be the case? They can't enforce the United States government's laws.
They can't.
Portugal or whatever.
But if you go to Portugal and then you tell them, yes, I'm both an American citizen and a Portuguese citizen, then there's some sort of weird
thing
with visas. Right, and then if you don't tell them, I want to be a Portuguese citizen, and then they find you in Portugal and you don't have a visa, They're kicking you out of the country.
Okay, but then get the Portuguese citizenship, but don't tell them where you're a citizen.
They're probably going to want to know where you're coming from
In
order to get that. But if you get the other citizenship from the other country, like you're saying, you don't have to renounce the first citizenship in a lot of places to do that. It's called dual citizenship, right?
So, but then the U.S. is still going to want tax monies from you.
How are they
going
to find you?
Because they share the government share informations with one another. So if the Portuguese government can locate you in Portugal, they can tell the U.S. government where you are.
Okay, I suppose that's possible, but you could do things to, you know, protect your privacy.
So is it even possible?
I mean, the IRS needs to have an address to send you notices about you owing them money. If they don't know where to send that notice, then effectively they can't collect.
Right, they're not going to come searching for you thousands of miles away.
Right, it's going to be a lot harder, especially if you're making, you know, if you're over there making 20 grand a year serving tables in France or something like that. I mean, I don't think you're going to be on
right.
the radar.
And again, with this exit tax, if you have less than, I think it's $680,000 worth of assets, you're exempt from this exit tax anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to ask, is it even possible in this modern day and age to be a wanderer or a hitchhiker or somebody who just travels from country to country?
It is. And it's not have very a difficult. Well, to
Michael
not
Golsky
have citizenship.
Michael Golsky gave up all his citizenships.
He did, but he's not traveling around the world.
That's
he's
true.
In one location.
Right. Yeah, I would guess that if you were going to disconnect from contacting the U.S. government about your current tax status and things like that after leaving, you would probably have to plan to not come back to the United States.
Right.
I mean, there would be certain restrictions on your movement after that point. But I think you could do it easily. I mean, I don't think it would be that complicated to avoid the clutches of the IRS outside of the United States.
Right.
There are some people that avoid the clutches of the IRS within the United
exactly.
States.
Exactly. There are millions of people who don't pay taxes within the United States.
I'm not saying that it's impossible. I'm just saying that, you know, there are steps that you would want to take to make sure that you're not going to wind up getting, you know, sent back to the U.S.
I say to hell with their steps. I am not a citizen, and they can't prove that I'm a citizen. So what's the point in renouncing something that I never had in the first place? And what I mean by that is, for those of you who are new to the show, as Mark Stevens points out on Adventures in Legal Land, his website, markstevens.net, there are no citizens. And the reason why there are no citizens is because a citizen is, go ahead, look it up. Citizen is someone who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, meaning that you, as the supposed citizen, are supposed to obey in return for being protected. That's what the duty of allegiance is in return for an obligation of protection.
Okay, but even if you claim that you're not a citizen, you still appear to be one in the state's eyes. Because,
oh, sure, they think. They would
you know,
think so,
when,
yeah.
they, when they look at you, they see, you know, mostly law-abiding. If they see you breaking the law, they'll, like, point it out to you. But you probably have a driver's license, and you, well, I guess you don't own this house, but there's still things in your name. So yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm a citizen, though. A citizen is someone who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. And the government has no obligation to protect. There are multiple Supreme Court cases that make that very clear, including Warren versus D.C. and several others. So if there's no obligation to protect, then there can be no duty on my part to obey. Of course, I never made that agreement in the first place, but the agreement doesn't exist anyway. So why renounce something that doesn't exist? More coming up.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. What does it take to leave the United States legally? I don't advocate you do things like this, but, you know, some people want to cross the T's and dot the I's. So we'll get into the details on that because they're jacking the rates up by over 400%. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. You can also join us via Skype at username lrn.fm. And coming up, Mark is heading out. Mark, the co-host who is not here with us tonight, is heading out to the first annual Marijuana Investment Conference in Houston on September 8th. Now, that is literally right around the corner. That's just over a week away, week and a half at this point. He's going to be out there mingling and finding out what the trends are in the ancient and burgeoning field of marijuana. Of course, you know, if you've been paying attention to the news, listening to this show for a little while, that Colorado and Washington State now have legal marijuana. Of course, over 20 other states have medical cannabis that is legal. And so this is a business where it's ground floor. Now, pot's been sold for many decades illegally, but it's coming into the legal world, and that means investors can finally operate on the up and up. Business owners can operate with inside this realm, in a lot of cases, with less of a fear of being raided. So it's a really exciting time now, and there's money being invested. People are looking for opportunities, and this is going to be the place for a lot of those folks to be. So marijuanainvestmentconferences.com. Go there. This is the very first annual Marijuana Investment Conference. This is not going to be a pothead convention with bongs on sale. This is for business people, for investors, for people who want opportunity, to people who are ready to create opportunities. Join Mark over at the Westin Houston Memorial City on September 8th, bright and early. Go to marijuanainvestmentconferences.com. Register early to get the discount. That's marijuanainvestmentconferences.com. Use coupon code FTL, by the way. That way they know where you came from, and we can get credit for you signing up at marijuanainvestmentconferences.com. So over the last 2 years, from Forbes.com, the U.S. has had a spike in expatriations. It isn't exactly Ellis Island in reverse, but it's more than a dribble. With global tax reporting and FATCA, the list of the individuals who renounced is up. For 2013, there was a 221% increase, that is, increase in people leaving the United States, and with record numbers of Americans renouncing citizenship. The Treasury Department is required to publish a quarterly list, but those numbers are understated, some say considerably. The presence or absence of tax motivation is no longer relevant, but that could change after Facebook co-founder Eduardo Saverin departed for Singapore. Senators Chuck Schumer and Bob Casey introduced a bill to double the exit tax to 30% for anyone leaving the United States for tax reasons. That hasn't happened, but taxes are still a big issue for many. To leave America, you generally must prove 5 years of U.S. tax compliance. That I did not know. So it's not just about you ponying up some cash on the way out the door. It's also about you being a good, obedient little serf and doing as you're told and filling out all the paperwork.
So a young person like me, I've only paid taxes for 2 years.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be able to leave or renounce my citizenship.
I don't know if there's an exemption for if you haven't paid taxes beyond a certain point, but that's an excellent question, Ellen.
That's pretty disappointing. I was actually considering doing that next week.
Or like me, yeah. I haven't paid taxes in a decade. And so therefore, I mean, I would fail right out the gate if I even tried to go through whatever this ridiculous process is.
You don't pay our taxes, but you can't leave either.
Well, I would leave if I wanted to leave and figure out the rest of it later on. And if it meant that I couldn't come back to the United States, I mean, if you're ready to leave the United States, if you're so frustrated by what's going on here, then you should be prepared to not come back, I think.
Right. And somebody in the chat room is saying that exit taxes last for 10 years after expatriation.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know if that's true or not. But
I don't know either, but it sounds outrageous.
Nor do I.
It sounds believable, though. But
you don't know that, Daryl? That's surprising.
Something Daryl doesn't know.
What?
But one thing that would make it really difficult is just, you know, because you're leaving the U.S. and prepared to never come back to the U.S., if you want to, you know, like move to Portugal, and then from Portugal, do you decide, you know what, I think I want to go to Andorra.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the U.S. says your passport is no longer valid,
yeah,
and you haven't gone through the processes in Portugal, and most likely, you know, if you're not abiding by whatever exit requirements from the U.S., mm-hmm. Portugal's not going to give you anything. Then you're stuck where you land.
That's a good point. Yeah, I don't have a U.S. passport, so I'd have to try my world passport and see how far that got me.
Wait, there's such a thing as a world passport?
Yes.
Yes, there is. And let's see, Daryl, how would you describe the world passport?
The world passport. And one thing that I don't like about the world passport is it considers you to be a world citizen.
Mm.
And even though there's not a world government, it still has that word citizen in it. But it's basically a document, and I would love to be able to come up with something similar without the whole World Service Authority being attached to it.
So it's issued by a group called the World Service Authority. It was started, I believe the man's name is Gary Davis, if I'm not,
sounds right.
If I'm recalling correctly. Started by this guy who was in the military in the United States in World War II, I believe. And then after he got out of the war, he became very anti-war. And he basically, I don't know what it was that motivated him to do this, but he created this world passport and essentially renounced using the United States to travel around the world using their passport. So he created this world passport for himself, and he's been using the world passport to travel ever since then.
Yes.
And it's an amazing story. Really, to look into Gary Davis, I wanted to get him on the show a long time ago, and I reached out to the World Service Authority and just was one of those things that the ball was in their court, I think, and they never really got back to me. But if you look him up, there's a video of him crossing the Vermont border, which is pretty entertaining. Now, this guy's still alive, and he's in his 90s today, and he's like this, this character, right? This interesting old guy that lives in, I think, the very northern portion of Vermont, up
yes.
there, the capital region of Vermont. And there's...
So he's taken all of his life experiences and holds himself up in a northern area in the mountains where hardly anybody will ever go visit him?
I don't know. You know, he's old, so, I mean, I don't know how much traveling he does these days. But he has traveled to many countries.
I bet it would be really interesting to sit in a room with him for an hour.
It would. And he's been arrested many times as well. He's spent time in jail in many countries while they figure out what the hell to do with this guy who's got this world passport. But obviously he's made it through. He's sitting in his house probably right now in Vermont. And so when you watch the video of him crossing the Vermont border with the world passport, it's really cool. But at the same time, you get the impression that the people that work at the border know Gary. And
yeah.
So, like, oh, here's Gary with
they're wary of him.
Right, with his world passport.
Here's old crazy Gary.
Yeah. And so they just kind of wave him through, and it's totally fine for him. So it will be interesting, and I'd like to do it one of these days, whenever, maybe during Porkfest or something like that, go up to the border and try to cross into Canada with a world passport to see what happens. The problem is, though,
yeah.
I've got misdemeanor convictions, and Canada can be picky about the things that they let you in for versus not. So that could be an issue, which means I might go up to the border and then get held in detention by Canada for a while before
being... Take somebody without felonies with you.
Yeah. Yeah, and more than one vehicle, I think, too. Anyway, the world passport's fascinating. We can talk more about that. And also, they're jacking the rates up on leaving the United States. We'll give you more of the details on how that works. Coming up, you can share your thoughts as well.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. If you live in a free country, then shouldn't you be free to leave? Seems one of the most basic questions that one could ask.
Stop using logic, Ian.
Apparently,
you can't just walk away?
No. No, in fact, according to Forbes magazine, you have to prove 5 years of U.S. tax compliance just to get started on the process. We'll tell you about it here in a moment, what it actually takes to legally leave the United States, to renounce citizenship, as it's called. Also, your thoughts certainly are welcome. Maybe you've gone through this process. Maybe you know how arduous or simple. Maybe it's very easy. As long as you lay some cash out and grease some bureaucrats' palms, fill out a few pieces of paper, no problem. Of course, usually it doesn't work that way. Of course, in a lot of cases, when you are paying bureaucrats, they do tend to act in a more efficient manner. At least that's been what I've noticed here in New Hampshire. Like when I went to get my legal name changed through the probate court, man, they were lickety-split fast on scheduling that court date because I gave them $105.
Yeah.
So back to the story here in a moment. I also want to let you know about My Magic Mud. I just, in fact, used My Magic Mud last night, and it's so effective, actually, at whitening teeth. I have to say I was pretty amazed about it, and Mark is a huge coffee drinker, and he's just been raving about My Magic Mud. I use it definitely at least a couple times a week, and one of these jars will last for quite a while. I understand that 150 uses per $25 jar. Of this amazing tooth powder. It is not a toothpaste. It is a tooth powder. So you might want to use a little more caution when you're brushing because it's a little different. It's kind of a totally different experience, I guess. I shouldn't say a little different. Your mouth will be black, and it seems counterintuitive. How could you have whiter teeth after putting black stuff all over your mouth? Well, it's apparently the powder is basically sort of a clay-based powder, and it's pretty amazing stuff. In fact, the ingredients are actually used as dietary supplements that it's not only an effective whitener, it's also safe to swallow. It's a holistic remedy for your teeth that removes plaque and detoxifies the mouth of bacteria. The product gives you a dentist clean every time you use it and is gentle on the enamel. So it actually is useful for promoting healthy gums and reversing sensitivity and even soothing pain. It's amazing stuff and created by Jessica Arman, a liberty-loving homeschool mother of three. Go and get your jar today at mymagicmud.com, and you will probably see results after the first use. At least that was Mark's experience. My girlfriend had a similar experience. Pretty cool stuff. So, again, mymagicmud.com. That's mymagicmud.com. To leave America, according to Forbes, you've got to prove 5 years of U.S. tax compliance. If you have a net worth greater than $2 million or average annual net income tax for the five previous years of $157,000 or more, that's tax, not income, then you pay an exit tax. It's a capital gain tax, as if you sold your property when you left. At least there's an exemption of up to $680,000 for 2014. Long-term residents giving up a green card can be required to pay the tax as well. Now, the State Department interim rule just raised the fee for renunciation of U.S. citizenship from $450. It is now $2,350. Now, Daryl, you said that the exit tax is what the $680,000 limit is, meaning that you're exempt from the exit tax up to that amount of money?
That is my understanding.
But you would not be exempt from the $2,350 renunciation fee.
No, my understanding is that if you're exempt from that $680,000, if your assets or whatever is below that, you're exempt from the exit fee. That $2,000 fee?
The exit tax is different from the fee, right? So are you saying you'd be exempt from both the tax and the fee?
I'll have to reread the stuff because my understanding was there was one thing and they were just using the word tax and fee interchangeably.
That doesn't make sense, because think about it from this perspective, Daryl. If you're going to go and ask the government for something, which is what you're doing in the case of renouncing citizenship, they're not just going to tell you, oh, yeah, just fill out this paperwork and we'll see you later as long as you're under $680,000. No, they're going to want a filing fee.
Okay, but that's...
with that.
I feel like it's ridiculous to say that you're asking the government for something. It's like, you know, having somebody in your house and saying, well, you can't go home until you pay me this fee. Like, are they going to be stuck in your house where you don't want them, and then they're going to take up more of your food and
you can leave
space?
Without paying the fee, right? You can leave. It's just that you're asking them to remove you from their books, essentially.
No, you can renounce your citizenship by as simply being in another country,
mm-hmm.
finding the American embassy in that country, going to the front door and saying, here's my passport, I don't want it anymore.
And you don't think they're going to charge you a fee for that?
If you go to the State Department's website
mm-hmm.
and look up how to renounce citizenship, it tells you, go to the consulate in yep. the country you're in and give them your passport.
There's going to be more to it than that.
It says nothing about filling out forms.
There's going to be forms. They're going to sit you down for some kind of an interview. I mean, this is not going to be you just walk in, hand over a passport, and call it a day. Come on, this is the federal government we're talking about here. That would be the beginning of the process, I imagine. But there's going to be a process.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
But when you go to the page on the State Department website of how to renounce citizenship, mm-hmm. says nothing about paying forms. Or filing forms.
Well, the state, according to the story here at Forbes, critics note it's more than 20 times the average level, this new price of $2,350. More than 20 times the average level in other high-income countries. The State Department says it's about demand on their services and all the extra workload that they have to process people who are on their way out. The notice says the following. Number one, consular officers must confirm that the potential renunciant fully understands the consequences of renunciation, including losing the right to reside in the United States without documentation as an alien. So there's one thing right there, Daryl, that they'll do as soon as you hand over your passport or whatever. They're going to make sure you understand what you're doing.
Right,
and you probably have to put your signature on a line to confirm that you understand that.
Why is it a process or a service that you would just say, okay, I'm leaving, and then they're like, oh, wait, you can't leave yet. We've got to fill out all these forms first.
Your livestock, your inventory, and you need to be removed from the inventory. There's a process involved in this. Number two, consular officers must verify that the renunciant is a U.S. citizen, and they must conduct a minimum of two, here you go, intensive interviews with the potential renunciant. Consular officers must even review at least three consular systems before administering the oath of renunciation. Now, I would like
There's an oath, too.
Yes.
Wow.
I would like to know what that says. What is the oath of renunciation? We'll find that out here, maybe, if we can. Number three, the final approval of the loss of nationality must be done within the Directorate of Overseas Citizen Services in Washington, D.C. After that, the case is returned to the consular officer overseas for final delivery of the certificate of loss of nationality to the renunciant. So, as you can see, this is a involved process.
So I have found the oath slash affirmation of renunciation of nationality of United States.
Almost done here with the process. Number four, these steps add to the time and labor being involved in the process. Accordingly, the department is increasing the fee for processing such requests. That's what I thought it was, a fee for all requests from $450 to $2,350. So there you go. Let's get into the oath here.
Okay, so the oath, it's a 8.5 by 11 form,
okay,
that has the location of the embassy slash consulate, the country, and then it says, I print your name, a national of the United States, solemnly swear slash affirm that I was born at, and then you put the location, the town, the county, the state, and the date that I formerly resided in the United States at, you put the address, that I am a national of the United States by virtue of...
What the hell does that even mean?
National is slightly different from citizen.
Yeah.
Citizens, they say, have the duty to protect attached to the allegiance that is mm-hmm. given. Nationals just have to give allegiance, and they get nothing in return.
Interesting. I wonder why they're using that term.
Well, I'm looking at the same page, and it says you're either born in the U.S. or naturalized.
Right, so I believe it's Samoa. The people in American Samoa are nationals, but not citizens.
Oh, that's very interesting. We'll come back here in moments, and we'll finish the oath, too, right?
Yes.
There's more. The oath of renunciation, what does it say? We'll find out. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini lines.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free here to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, support what we're doing here, then you can become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to do that. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. $5 a month is what AMP costs. It makes a big difference to us when you do that because it allows us to invest money into promoting Free Talk Live to new radio stations. In fact, Daryl, you just got a new station signed today, so congratulations on that. We can't announce what station it is, but I think we could say Arizona, and that'll be about as far as we can
and
go.
And they will be joining on Monday.
If all goes as planned, and sometimes it doesn't go as planned, so that's why we always welcome our stations after we know when things are working correctly. But anyway, you can help us with getting more stations on board. We're over 165 today. You can do that by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. We also spend some of the money on doing internet advertising, so not just doing outreach to stations, but doing outreach directly to listeners online, and also doing satellite delivery of the show via free-to-air in North and Central America, as well as a lot of Africa. And I'd like to expand that in the future as well. So you can help us by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Sign up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. It makes a huge difference for Free Talk Live when you do that. So thank you in advance. And again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Oath of Renunciation. What brought us to this was reading a Forbes piece about how the federal government in the United States is jacking the rates up by 422% from $450 to $2,350. That is the fee to renounce one's U.S. citizenship.
You would think it was renounce because, you know,
To renounce one's citizenship, and there's a process involved in that where you've got to, you know, ask for permission first. They give you the forms, you fill them out, there's thousands of dollars you have to pay them for it, and you have to go through intensive interviews, a minimum of two of them. I don't know what the purpose of those intensive interviews is, but imagine that means they're asking all kinds of invasive questions.
Probably trying to find out if you're leaving for tax purposes.
Could be. So, and then there's an oath of renunciation that they want you to sign. And Daryl, you were reading said oath to us.
Yes. So it starts off with, you know, like the basic stuff of where you are, what embassy, what country that's located in, your name, where you were born, when you were born, where you used to live in the United States. And then you mark a box saying, I am a national of the United States by virtue of either birth in the United States or abroad to U.S. parents, or through naturalization, and then there's a date for naturalization, and if naturalized, when, where. And here is the actual oath that you are signing. It says, I desire and hereby make a formal renunciation of my U.S. nationality as provided by Section 349A5 of the Immigration and Nationality Acts of 1952 as amended and pursuant thereto. I hereby absolutely and entirely renounce my United States nationality together with all rights and privileges and all duties and allegiance and fidelity thereto pertaining. I make this renunciation intentionally, voluntarily, and of my own free will, free of any duress or undue influence. And then you sign, and it is notarized.
Okay. There you go.
And it references a law here, Section 3, or actually a specific section of a law, Section 349A5, and Ellen has pulled that up.
I don't know.
Is it technically a law, or is it, because it's the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1950, okay, so yeah, I guess it would be. It's just,
yeah.
I was scrolling down through this page, like, I have the entire act pulled up here, and it's just so freaking long. I don't know how people read through this, and they just expect you to know when filling out the form.
But this one specific line that it mentions, does that have anything, you know, of interest in it?
So Section 349A5 says, making a formal renunciation of nationality before a diplomatic or consular office of the United States in a foreign state in such form as may be prescribed by the Secretary of State. So
basically saying this form complies with this section of law of how you renounce.
Well, that's about enough law for one night. Thanks for that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So pony up, swear this oath. $2,350, go through several multiple interviews, and then maybe you'll be allowed to officially no longer have citizenship ties to the United States.
And you can't be within the jurisdiction of the United States when you sign this form.
Oh, interesting.
There was a court case in 1998, this according to the State Department website, that says a person seeking to renounce U.S. citizenship must renounce all rights and privileges associated with such citizenship. In the case of Cologne v. U.S. Department of State, 1998, the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia rejected Cologne's petition for a writ of mandamus directing the Secretary of State to approve a certificate of loss of nationality in the case because he wanted to retain the right to live in the United States while claiming he was not a U.S. citizen.
Oh, that makes sense. They don't even want to give you the chance to hang around after you've renounced your nationality.
Right.
Like, even if you're like, no, I swear, I'm leaving right after this. I promise. But
so you've
can't even be there.
You've had all your privileges, as they're called, stripped, and that includes the privilege of being able to stay here, apparently.
So your statement of there's no such thing as a citizen, and while I agree with you as a matter of, you know, legal fact, because of all the weird rulings that have been made, they don't see it that way.
Well, of course not.
It's like the spiteful ex-wife. Like, if you want to sign those divorce papers, you can't be here anymore.
Yeah.
You have to leave right now.
Which, of course, you never actually agreed to any of this in the first place, right? I mean, if you were born within the United States boundaries, then they just presume that all this stuff applies to you. But I still think it would be interesting for somebody who is in, whether it's a tax case or something else, some other sort of criminal case or wherever, where there's no victim, and if you're accused of being a citizen by the government, because they think you're a citizen, right? But if they accuse you of being a citizen, then I would like to see the proof of it. If you're going to say in court that I'm a citizen, then please provide the evidence that that is true. Provide the evidence that anyone is a citizen. Not just me, but anyone at all. Now, you might be able to provide evidence that someone who actually swore to be a citizen, as in an immigrant, because they actually did, you know, raise their right hand and swear some sort of an oath of citizenship. But right. even then, they're still not getting protected. They're not getting the return protection that's
right,
promised.
But most likely, all they'll have to do is go through your, you know, list of driver's mm-hmm. license applications or your, you know, voter registration forms and say, well, you checked the box.
You filled out the forms.
You
that
checked
means
the box
you're giving
that said
consent.
You're a citizen.
Which
therefore,
I couldn't fill out the form without checking the box, right? So there wasn't any option to not check the box. And
right.
Therefore,
well,
I was under duress.
You had an option to not do it. You could have just given up yeah. on these wonderful
That's
things
right.
that you have in life.
Yeah, you could have not driven anywhere ever again in your entire life.
Yeah.
Basically. Right. It really, you know, it depends on how principled you, like, if you live by complete principle, that's just not functional at all.
If you live by complete 100% principle, you will not interact with anybody ever.
It's true.
Because somebody drove on a road, somebody used electricity from the electricity grid, somebody did something.
When you say by principle, you mean in an attempt to avoid all taxes and regulations?
Yes.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's impossible. They gotcha. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Still, even though I have definitely checked these boxes, I would argue that I did them under duress or that, you know.
You did it to keep the things that you enjoy in life. That, like, that's the whole purpose of having freedom.
That they still have to prove that I'm a citizen if they're going
right.
to. Hey, look, citizen has a specific definition. Just because I checked the box on the paper doesn't mean that that definition is actually applied to that word, meaning
right.
that the government has ruled that there is no obligation to protect you at the Supreme Court level. So how could there be a citizen? That right there just nullifies the agreement, as far as I'm concerned. So I think it's just a big scam. The whole idea of citizen is essentially a cover for really what we are, which is serfs. I mean, we're just serfs.
Right.
We, you know, we pay up a portion of our land to these bureaucrats, a portion of our income to these bureaucrats who will put us in a cage if we don't do it.
Yeah, you know how you were talking about having the world passport earlier?
I feel like
in like 100 years that's going to take on a much different meaning. Like there'll be different civilizations on different planets, and your world passport will be like you live in the corporate United.
You're an American.
Yeah.
You think 100 years for that?
1 or 2.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, let's talk about aliens, Ellen. You've got a story about that. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 on the way.
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. The Internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic pre-finished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Velawood pre-finished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.